Welcome to Dolphin Stadium in Miami, for the game between the New York Mets and the Florida Marlins. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Jose Reyes. Batting second, the second baseman, Argenis Reyes. Batting third, the third baseman, David Wright. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Carlos Delgado. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Carlos Beltran. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Fernando Tatis. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Marlon Anderson. Batting eighth, the catcher, Brian Schneider. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Mike Pelfrey. Pitching for the New York Mets, Mike Pelfrey. For the Florida Marlins, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Hanley Ramirez. Batting second, the right fielder, Jeremy Hermida. Batting third, the third baseman, Jorge Cantu. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Josh Willingham. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Dan Uggla. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Mike Jacobs. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Cody Ross. Batting eighth, the catcher, John Baker. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Josh Johnson. Pitching for the Florida Marlins, Josh Johnson. And now, play ball. Jose Reyes is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Reyes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Argenis Reyes is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Reyes hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Reyes moves to third. David Wright is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Reyes scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Mets. Carlos Delgado is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Delgado hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jacobs scoops it up and throws to first, with Johnson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Hanley Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reyes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeremy Hermida is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hermida hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wright fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jorge Cantu is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cantu strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Marlins nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Carlos Beltran is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Beltran takes first base on ball four. Fernando Tatis batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Tatis hits a pop-up towards short. Ramirez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marlon Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Anderson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Beltran moves to second. Brian Schneider is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Schneider hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Josh Willingham is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Willingham strikes out. One out. Dan Uggla is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Uggla hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Jacobs is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Jacobs hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Beltran. Jacobs reaches second base with a double. There goes Ugla trying to get to home. Beltran throws the ball into Reyes, who relays the ball to Schneider, who tags Ugla, who came all the way from first, for the out. Two outs. Cody Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a fly ball into center field. Beltran settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Marlins nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Pelfrey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pelfrey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ugla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Reyes, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Reyes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reyes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Argenis Reyes is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Reyes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reyes hits a line drive towards third. Cantu catches it and throws to first to double up Reyes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. John Baker, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Right fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Josh Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Beltran settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hanley Ramirez, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 0-for-1 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reyes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Marlins nothing. The Mets will come to bat. David Wright is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cantu fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos Delgado is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Delgado is 0-for-1 in the game. Delgado hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ugla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos Beltran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beltran is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Beltran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Jeremy Hermida is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hermida is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermida hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tatis, who is chasing the ball. Hermida reaches third base with a triple. Jorge Cantu is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cantu is 0-for-1 in the game. Cantu hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Hermida scores. It's Mets, 1, Marlins, 1. Josh Willingham, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Willingham is 0-for-1 in the game. Willingham hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cantu moves to second. Dan Ugla is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ugla is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ugla strikes out. One out. Mike Jacobs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jacobs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Jacobs hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cody Ross is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ross is 0-for-1 in the game. Ross hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tatis, who is chasing the ball. Ross reaches third base with a triple. Cantu scores. Willingham goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Marlins. John Baker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Beltran. Baker reaches second base with a double. Ross scores. It's 4-1, Marlins. Josh Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Beltran. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Baker scores. It's 5-1, Marlins. Hanley Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-2 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reyes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Marlins 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Fernando Tatis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tatis is 0-for-1 in the game. Tatis hits a fly ball into center field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marlon Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ugla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brian Schneider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneider is 0-for-1 in the game. Schneider hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nick Evans pinch hits for Mike Pelfrey. Nick Evans is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jacob scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Evans for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Marlins 5, and the Mets 1. The Marlins will come to bat. Carlos Muniz now pitching. Jeremy Hermida is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hermida is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Hermida hits a ball on the ground towards first. Delgado scoops it up and throws to first, with Muniz covering, for the out. One out. Jorge Cantu is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cantu is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cantu strikes out. Two outs. Josh Willingham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Willingham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Willingham hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Willingham reaches second base with a double. Dan Ugla is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ugla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ugla strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Marlins 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jose Reyes batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Reyes is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Reyes takes first base on ball 4. Argenis Reyes is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Reyes moves to second. Argenis Reyes is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Reyes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reyes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. David Wright is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wright is 0-for-2 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos Delgado is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Delgado is 0-for-2 in the game. Delgado hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cantu settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Marlins 5, and the Mets 1. the Marlins will come to bat. Mike Jacobs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jacobs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jacobs strikes out. 1 out. Cody Ross is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ross is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Ross hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Baker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Baker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Baker strikes out. Schneider drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Baker out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Marlins 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jorge Cantu now playing first base. Alfredo Amezaga now playing third base. Carlos Beltran is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Beltran is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Beltran strikes out. 1 out. Fernando Tatis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tatis is 0-for-2 in the game. Tatis hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Marlon Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tatis moves to second. Brian Schneider is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Schneider is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schneider strikes out. 2 outs. Damian Easley pinch hits for Carlos Muniz. Damian Easley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Easley hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-4, Marlins. Reynel Pinto now pitching. Jose Reyes is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reyes is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Reyes hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cantu settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Marlins 5, and the Mets 4. The Marlins will come to bat. Dwayner Sanchez now pitching. Luis Gonzalez pinch hits for Reynel Pinto. Luis Gonzalez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanchez fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Hanley Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 0-for-3 in the game. Ramirez hits a fly ball into right field. Tatis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeremy Hermida is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hermida is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Hermida hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jorge Cantu is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cantu is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cantu hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Marlins 5, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Nelson now pitching. Argenis Reyes is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reyes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reyes strikes out. 1 out. David Wright is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wright is 0-for-3 in the game. Wright strikes out. 2 outs. Carlos Delgado is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Delgado is 0-for-3 in the game. Delgado hits a fly ball into center field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Marlins 5, and the Mets 4. The Marlins will come to bat. Joe Smith now pitching. Josh Willingham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Willingham is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Willingham takes first base on ball 4. Dan Ugla is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ugla is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ugla hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-4, Marlins. Alfredo Amezaga is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Amezaga hits a line drive towards first. Delgado reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Cody Ross is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ross is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Ross takes first base on ball 4. Pedro Feliciano now pitching. John Baker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Baker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Baker strikes out. 2 outs. Wes Helms pinch hits for Joe Nelson. Wes Helms batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards third. Right fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Marlins 7, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Kevin Gregg now pitching. Carlos Beltran is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Beltran is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Beltran strikes out. 1 out. Fernando Tatis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tatis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tatis strikes out. 2 outs. Marlon Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Amezaga fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brian Schneider is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Schneider is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Schneider hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Anderson moves to second. Ramon Castro pinch hits for Pedro Feliciano. Ramon Castro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Castro hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Anderson scores. Schneider moves to second. It's 7-5, Marlins. Andy Chavez pinch runs for Ramon Castro. Jose Reyes is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Reyes is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Reyes hits a fly ball into left field. Willingham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Florida Marlins, 7, and New York Mets, 5. Goodbye from Dolphin Stadium in Miami.